Welcome to Wednesday on the Pure Opelka podcast, April 24th, and it kind of feels like the world is on edge, doesn't it? Yes, it does. Even in New York City, last night at Columbia University, this happened.
But we will know because of that in advance of an imminent sweep. We are entering a period of high alert for the next 3 days. And that is why I urge all of you to talk to your friends as well and let them know that we may need people to turn up quickly, en masse, in front of the encampment to defend the encampment.
They're all very excited, all the useful idiots gathered on the quad at Columbia. This masked man doesn't want his identity exposed, I guess. And the helicopters flying overhead, the NYPD gathered outside, the university has to give the okay to remove the encampment. But this guy seems to think that they're going to be able to rally their communist comrades.
Will you be ready to rally for your comrades?
Yeah. Wow. Sure sounds like they're ready, doesn't it? Yeah, I guess so. Maybe we'll find out what's happening. We'll keep an eye on that. There's also rallies going on at NYU, at Barnard College, at Yale, maybe at MIT again. We hear Rice University in Houston. There's more from NYU, though. A little more.
We are so close to divestment!
You may be so close to being tossed out of school. I don't know if you're so close to divestment. I've been following it on the Columbia University newspaper website, which gives pretty good reporting. So you might want to do that, too. It's very interesting to me to see this going on. Meanwhile, we haven't heard anything out of Israel, have we? No, it's been very quiet. The media is not covering Israel and what Israel is planning on doing, because last we heard, Israel was ready to make a push into Rafah, where the last bits of Hamas were reportedly holding on, and they would maybe accomplish their goal of getting rid of Hamas. No, and instead, the media is focused on covering the Trump trial, a little bit of what Joe Biden's doing on the campaign trail, which we'll share with you because it's embarrassing as hell, and what's going on mostly in New York City at Columbia. And it truly is worrisome. Our Jewish friends, I think, their health, their safety, their lives are at risk. There have been a bunch of violent threats against them. I was watching it yesterday as a man wearing a yarmulke and also was draped in a flag of Israel, was walking on the street in New York. There's a police presence there, but there's also an angry pro-Hamas presence. Listen to what they're yelling at this guy.
Keep it moving, you Zionist prick! Keep it moving, you Zionist prick!
So they're yelling, keep it moving, you Zionist pig. This is a guy just walking on the street. He is draped in a flag of Israel, but why can't he be? Everyone else is wearing the Palestinian garb, but it gets worse.
We are Hamas!
You're Hamas, wow. That's a good one. You're what? You're Hamas?
Yes, we're all Hamas, eh?
So you have a young lady slamming a metal can on the police barrier, yelling, we are Hamas, pig. If you're Hamas, you're part of a terrorist organization. And I echo the thoughts of many who have said, well, anyone who admits to being part of Hamas is part of a terror group, and they should be rounded up. I think they should be picked up and put in a paddy wagon and taken down to the tombs and then sent to the DOJ and maybe send them to Gitmo. Because if you're part of Hamas, you are part of a terror organization. But what's happening is just bizarro. There is a professor of law from Columbia who's been locked out of the university. They shut off his ID. He's trying to get in here.
I have not just a civil right, a civil right as a Jewish person to be on campus. I have a right as a professor employed by the university to be on campus. They deactivated my card. These are 5 lawsuits in happening, but we don't want to do it. We just want to be Jewish and corporate.
So some of the protesters are yelling shame at him. This guy is a professor at the university, and they've offered to let him in. They won't reactivate his card, but they said they will escort him only to his office in the building where he works as a law professor. He's being restricted because he's Jewish. And they're saying, oh, well, you know, we're just protecting him. We're taking care of him. This is a little scary. Okay, beyond a little scary. This is a really bad sign for America. A really bad sign. Now, in the next 48 hours, I'd advise you to pay attention to this and see what happens. Columbia says they are negotiating with the leaders of the encampment. You cannot negotiate with terrorists. It's awful. Awful, awful, awful. I said we won't get much out of the Trump trial today because there is no action in the courtroom. But yesterday, there wasn't much action either. A little bit of some of the stuff that came out of David Pecker's mouth talking about how the catch and kill story thing was common. It's not illegal, people. But what was the mainstream media reporting about? I got to give Fox credit for this. They did a great job putting this montage together. These were the breaking news moments out of the Trump trial yesterday.
Yeah, here we have an update. So right now, Trump is passing a note with his to his attorney, who put it in his pocket.
Right now, David Pecker, we're told, is inside the courtroom. He's at the witness stand. He's sipping water. Trump attorney Todd Blanche grabbed a binder from the defendant's table.
At one point, our team said it was so quiet in the room that you could only hear Trump thumbing through that stack of papers.
Wow. Wow, so Donald Trump has a note to his attorney who then took the note and put it in his pocket. What a load of garbage. These people have no idea how stupid they sound. No idea. And meanwhile, Joe Biden was taking the opportunity to go campaign in Florida. And he flew Air Force One and the supporting jet down to Florida. You know, they have 2 flights, obviously, a minimum 2 planes that go with the president. And so he flew all the way to Florida to address a group of people. I believe there were 24 supporters. There were more media and protesters there. And isn't Joe always talking about the planet? Isn't he always worried about climate change?
I see a future of the planet.
Yeah, sure. But you flew all that way to speak for 13 minutes. And in the 13 minutes, you said some things that weren't true, and you said some things that were stupid, and you said some things that were flat-out lies. Like when he talked about driving an 18-wheeler.
Besides, I used to drive an 18-wheeler. You know what I did? That's exactly right.
So Joe said he used to drive an 18-wheeler. No, he didn't. That never happened. He brought this up before, and they haven't been able to get him to stop doing it. It's like the Angelo, the Amtrak conductor story. At least he stopped saying his uncle was eaten by cannibals. But this is back in the campaign days. Joe talked about driving a tractor trailer.
I used to drive a tractor trailer.
Awesome.
And so I know a little bit about driving big trucks.
No, that's great.
But anyway, I only did it for part of a summer.
Oh, okay.
But I got my license to do it.
No, he didn't. And he didn't do it for part of the summer. He rode on one tractor trailer as a passenger, and then he flew home after it. That wasn't even close to the truth. But they're not going to call him on it. Not going to call him on it at all. And they should. They really should, but they won't. And then he made a great gaffe yesterday when he said this.
How many times do you have to prove we can't be trusted?
How many times do we have to prove that we can't be trusted? Well, you're doing a pretty good job of that, Joey. Pretty good job. What a week it's been for Joe. And, you know, he wants to talk about abortion as a civil right, But, you know, he's always lied about being part of the civil rights movement. He's always lied about it. As a matter of fact, he's lied about being part of the civil rights movement many, 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 many times. Someone took the time to put together a montage.
When I marched in the civil rights movement, I did not march with a 12-point program. I marched with tens of thousands of others to change attitudes. And we changed attitudes.
He lied to voters, according to the New York Times, quoting aides of Biden's, about having marched in the civil rights movement.
I got involved in the civil rights movement.
I got involved in desegregated movie theaters. They organized voter registration drives.
From the time I got involved as a high school kid in the civil rights movement.
But I was a kid involved in the civil rights movement, desegregating restaurants and movie theaters in my state.
From the time I got involved as a kid in the civil rights movement.
Sit-ins and desegregating restaurants.
And I got involved in the civil rights movement just as a kid. And that's why I got so deeply involved in my community with the civil rights movement.
When I sat in black churches in the east side of Wilmington getting ready to, and by the way, next to Jewish, two Jewish rabbis, getting ready to go out and desegregate movie theaters in Delaware.
I come out of the civil rights movement.
I start off in the black churches and we'd go from there to desegregate movie theaters.
For real, I got involved in the civil rights movement.
From the time I've been 18 years old, I've been involved in causes from the civil rights movement.
Got involved in the civil rights movement and desegregating restaurants, that kind of thing.
Coming out of the civil rights movement and being involved in the Jewish community as a kid in the civil rights movement.
I got involved in the civil rights movement.
Get ready to go out and desegregate restaurants and movie theaters.
That's what got me involved in civil rights as a kid.
I got very engaged, in my case, in the civil rights movement.
Quote, more than once, advisors had gently reminded Mr. Biden of the problem with this formulation. He had not actually marched during the civil rights movement, and more than once, Mr. Biden assured them that he understood and kept telling the story anyway.
Yeah.
That is really, really weird.
Not only that, it's really wrong, especially when Joe has even said he never marched in the civil rights movement.
During the 60s, I was, in fact, very concerned about the civil rights movement.
Concerned is one thing, but it's not involved.
I was not an activist. I worked at an all-black swimming pool in the east side of Wilmington, Delaware. I was involved. I was involved in what they were thinking, what they were feeling. I was involved, but I was not out marching.
Huh.
I was not down in Selma.
Hmm.
I was not anywhere else.
No, he didn't do any of that stuff. In fact, when busing was being argued, he referred to sending his kids to integrated schools as being part of a racial jungle, and he didn't want his kids to be in a racial jungle. He's a big, fat liar. Huge, huge liar. Joey?
How many times do you have to prove we can't be trusted?
Well, we're getting the proof every single day. Joe also warned us back in 1972 that he could be corrupted. So the lying is one thing, and he told us, he warned us 52 years ago.
Senator Biden, it's nice to have you here. As the youngest member of the Senate, the one, therefore, who may expect the longest career there, I wonder if you'd say to us, since it's clear that you're not corrupt and you got elected, why should people think that the system produces corrupt results when there you are?
Well, I'm not sure you should assume I'm not corrupt, but thank you for that, though.
I'm not sure you should assume I'm not corrupt. Yeah, we get it. We get it. They've blocked Donald Trump from being on the campaign trail. He's trying to campaign at the end of every day, on lunch breaks, whatever. Yesterday, a statement went out to the Philadelphia ABC News affiliate. I'll share it with you.
Well, we have to get the vote out. We have to show support because we are right now confronted with the worst president in the history of our country. There's nobody been so bad with the open borders. Millions of people are coming into our country from prisons and jails, from mental institutions, from insane asylums. They're being emptied out all over the world, and terrorists are pouring into our country. Drug dealers are pouring into our country. There's never been anything like it at levels that no country has ever seen, not just us. No country has ever seen. And if you look back 4 years ago, three and a half, but 4 years ago, we had the safest border, the best border. I built 571 miles of wall. We're ready to install another 200, which is much more than I said I was going to do. And we had the safest border in history. Now we have the worst border in the history of the world.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. Yesterday was the primary in Pennsylvania, and Joe Biden actually got a lot more votes than Donald Trump. Does it matter because it's a primary? Well, we certainly can't have that happen when Election Day rolls around. Can't happen. Were people just not interested? Maybe. Could the GOP be doing a better job? Definitely. Definitely they could. A couple other things on my list of stories to keep your eyes on. Speaker Johnson's going to meet with the Jewish students at Columbia today. We'll see if we have any audio and video on that afterwards. We're watching stories all around the country to see if there are any more protests coming out. Watch what's going on with Tesla. Tesla had a bad quarter for car sales, and most of that has to do with the fact that China has jumped into the electric car business and is outselling Tesla, and they're close to profitability on a couple of models, so Elon Musk has announced he's going to make some cheap electric cars. I'm still sticking with the gas-powered engines. If you want one, you can. Go ahead. Have fun. And the other bit of off news that caught my attention, who's using marijuana? They're telling us that 9% of Americans are smoking pot. 9%, that's a lot of people. That's like 30 plus million people. So who's getting high? Well, it looks like there's a direct link between education and income. Among the United States adults who claim that they get stoned at least 10 days a month, it looks like the majority of them have a high school degree or less and make $24,000 a year or less. The people who smoke pot the least have postgraduate studies or a degree and make over $180,000 a year. What does that tell you? Make your own decisions. All right, announcement. I'll be doing a morning show in Washington, D.C. on Saturday morning from 6 to 8, and then in Philadelphia from 7 to 10 p.m. 6 to 8 in the morning in D.C., 7 to 10 p.m. in Philadelphia. Details and links to the broadcast coming up. More details, Dr. Roizen joining us tomorrow, and Lauren Fix, the car coach, a bunch of surprises. Till next time, testudo, my friends, testudo.